Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Last time, we were introduced to a young girl, Maisie, who learned from her grandfather about long ago prophets who foretold the birth of Jesus. Today, the two of them find themselves after service at their local church as a group of people are building something on the platform.
Look, Maisie, they're setting up the nativity scene. It's such a wonderful reminder of the birth of Jesus.
Grandfather, why are there so many people around the baby in the scene?
Well, these figures represent the people who were present at Jesus' birth. Besides the baby, there were his parents, Mary and Joseph. There were the angels who announced the birth and celebrated thereafter. There were shepherds who left the fields to worship Jesus. And the scene includes visitors who traveled from far away, even though, in reality, they arrived after Jesus was no longer in that manger. But besides the people who were on hand for Christmas, there were many people, Jesus' ancestors, who played a part in his story.
Ancestors? What are those?
Ancestors are like the great-great-great-grandparents. They are the family members who lived a long time before us. Jesus had many important ancestors.
Like who?
Let's start with Abraham. Born in the bustling city of Ur in the modern-day Middle East, Abraham is known for his great faith and obedience to God. He lived a life of privilege, surrounded by the comforts of city life. However, a divine calling disrupted his comfortable existence, urging him to leave his homeland and set out on a journey to a land promised by God. Even though he didn't know where he was going or how long it would take to get there, he trusted God and did as he was told. He became known as the father of many nations. God promised him that through his family, all nations on earth would be blessed.
How did that happen?
God's promise was fulfilled through the generations that followed Abraham, and God said that he would maintain a special relationship with all these descendants, the children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and on and on. And one of those who was related to Abraham was Jesus. Abraham was willing to leave everything behind and follow God's plan. Jesus left everything behind in heaven to come to earth as a baby. And you and I as Christians should follow their examples, trusting and obeying God. And note that while we are celebrating Christmas this season, we cannot forget about Jesus' death and resurrection. It was that which opened the door for individuals from all nations to receive God's grace and blessings, fulfilling the promise made to Abraham. Another ancestor of Jesus was King David.
He was the shepherd boy who became a great king. Only a boy named David.
Ah, yes. David was known for his bravery and his heart for God. The Bible says Jesus would be a descendant of David, a king whose kingdom would never end.
Were all Jesus' ancestors kings and important people?
Not all. There were many ordinary people too. Take Ruth, for example. She wasn't even born into the Israelite community, but chose to be a part of it. Her commitment and kindness are still remembered.
What did she do?
Ruth was a widow, which means her husband died. After that happened, she chose to stay with her mother-in-law, Naomi, and help her. She left her homeland and followed Naomi to Bethlehem out of love and loyalty. Her life teaches us many important lessons, including about resilience and hope. She later married Boaz, and the two of them became the great-grandparents of King David.
Did Jesus have any more interesting ancestors?
Indeed he did. So many. There was Jacob, who struggled and wrestled with God. There was Zerubbabel, a governor of Judah during the return of the Jewish people from Babylonian exile. He played a key role in rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem. There was Naama, the wife of King Solomon, an Ammonite who belonged to a rival tribe of the Israelites. And then there was Joseph, a man who had the courage to marry Mary, Jesus' mother, even when he found out she was pregnant.
Wait, wasn't Joseph Jesus' real father?
That's a good question. Joseph was Jesus' earthly father, but Jesus was really the Son of God, born to Mary through the Holy Spirit.
That's a bit confusing.
Yes, it can be, but it's part of what makes the Christmas story so special. Each of Jesus's ancestors had their own unique story, and they all played a part in God's plan.
Did Jesus know about his ancestors?
Most likely, yes. Back then, stories of ancestors were passed down from generation to generation. Knowing one's lineage was very important.
Did they all live in the same place?
No, they lived in different places at various times in the past. Some were from Bethlehem, like King David, while others, like Abraham, came from far away, all the way from a country which we know today as modern Iraq. Ruth came from Moab, which is a country called Jordan today. Another ancestor, Rahab, came from a place called Jericho, which is in the West Bank of Palestine today.
So, Jesus was related to all these people?
Yes, he was. The Bible traces his lineage to show how God's promise to Abraham and David was kept through Jesus.
That's a lot of people to remember.
It is, but each person's story teaches us something important, like trusting God or being brave or kind.
Is that why we have Christmas? To remember all these stories?
Partly, yes. Christmas is a time to remember Jesus' birth and the fulfillment of God's promises. It's a celebration of hope and joy for all people. When we remember that Jesus' ancestors include single, unmarried women, people from other countries, people from powerful royal families, people who were poor and ordinary, people who were refugees, people who would have been considered good and righteous, and others who were generally regarded as evil, it reminds us that Jesus came for all of us and belongs to all of us.
I like the Christmas story. It's full of interesting people.
I'm glad you do. These stories help us understand how special Jesus is and why Christmas is celebrated.
Grandfather, will you tell me more stories about Jesus' ancestors?
Of course, Maisie. There are so many stories to share.
Sorry you had to wait so long. We needed to find the right place to hang the star for the nativity scene, and every time we moved it, it kept going out. You can't very well have a depiction of the Christmas story without the light shining. What have you two been up to all this time?
We've been talking about the ancestors of Jesus. I've learned so much, Mummy, about David, Ruth, and Abraham, and Zeruba something.
You'll have to tell me more when we get home.
But what were the most important things that you learned about Christmas, Maisie?
I learned that Christmas is about family, Jesus' family, and ours.
And don't forget that Jesus' family tree shows us that God can use all kinds of people. It doesn't matter where they came from or what their past was. And as we celebrate Christmas and look at the nativity scene, we remember that Jesus' birth brought hope and love to the whole world.
It looks like you two discussed a lot of important things. Well, come on, Daddy is waiting for us at home with lunch. Maisie, you can tell him all about what you learned.
In Romans 4 verses 13 to 16, the Apostle Paul highlights the promise of God to Abraham and his descendants, emphasizing the legacy of faith passed down through generations. Where do you see yourself in that promise? Join us next time as we continue Christmas Perspectives.